and the broken causeway and the broken bank, and the broken stakes and piles leaning forward, as if they were vain of their personal appearance and looking for their reflection in the water, will melt into any train of fancy. Equally adaptable to any purpose or to none are the posturing sheep and kine upon the marshes, the gulls that wheel and dip around me, the crows, well, out of gunshot, going home from the rich harvest fields, the heron that has been out a fishing and looks as melancholy up there in the sky as if it hadn't agreed with him. Everything within the range of the senses will, by the aid of the running water, lend itself to everything beyond that range, and work into a drowsy whole, not unlike a kind of tune, but for which there is no exact definition. One of these landing places is near an old fort. I can see the Nore light from it with my pocket glass, from which fort mysteriously emerges a boy, to whom I am much indebted for additions to my scanty stock of knowledge. He is a young boy with an intelligent face burnt to a dust colour by the summer sun, and with crisp hair of the same hue. He is a boy in whom I have